Number 16. The Architect by Paul Mount. This sculpture is constructed in stainless steel. It was made by the artist Paul Mount in 1987 and was a gift to the university from Mr. and Mrs. Eric Cass in 2010. Paul Mount was born in 1922. He studied painting at the Royal College of Art and began his artistic career painting portraits and urban landscapes. He also took up teaching and was employed at Winchester School of Art in 1948. In 1955, he was appointed to set up a new art department at the Yaba Institute of Technology in Lagos, Nigeria. He was presented with an empty building, so as well as recruiting students, he had to make furniture and equipment for his department. He also employed a woodcarver from Benin, the historic centre for sculpture dating back to the 12th century. His aim was to give students marketable skills. But he also began making sculpture himself, and this, together with his furniture, began to attract attention, leading to his appointment as design consultant on several architectural projects. By 1960, he was receiving major commissions, including furniture for Lagos Airport and a screen wall for the Swiss Embassy in Okoye, Nigeria. In 1962, he returned to Britain and went to live in St. Just, Cornwall, where he continued to work as an independent sculptor. His early work was inspired by the landscape, like that of sculptors such as Barbara Hepworth and Dennis Mitchell in nearby St. Ives. But the interplay of several different influences came to define his later sculpture: a love of music and dance, and a fascination with machinery and sailing boats, leading to more angular forms and new materials such as stainless steel, as we see in this work. He had a lifelong dialogue with buildings and considered sculpture as an architectural embellishment. He liked to break down the distinction between an object and its surroundings. In the 1980s and 90s, his pieces became more figurative. The work you're looking at reflects Mount's abiding interest in the sensual qualities of hard materials such as steel, but at the same time represents an abstracted human figure. The material gives us an added dimension to our experience of it. Its reflective properties allow for the creation of virtual sculptures within the piece. Mount had discovered the possibilities presented by stainless steel while working on a project design for a swimming pool. He said, "By juxtaposing the parts of the sculpture, you can build another virtual sculpture inside it with reflections." We can see, therefore, fragmented mirror images of adjacent facets of the work and of the environment it inhabits. This potential is increased in the other sculpture we have by Paul Mount in the university collection. This is his wind sculpture, which incorporates moving parts activated by the wind. This is number 15 on the sculpture trail map.